When it's just a number of people, this is easy. But if you want to do it, like I said, I'll get it started. I'll just introduce everybody and turn it over to you. I'm going to tell Jenny it worked out great last night. Well, hello. Thanks for coming out. I'm not going to use your microphones unless folks can't hear. My name is David McNeil, and I'm the Assistant County Manager for Transylvania County, and one of my responsibilities is the Emergency Services Departments. This is Paige LaMail. Paige LaMail is one of our commissioners, and we got our other Emergency Services staff here. Again, that's Kevin and Cameron and Gerald and Chad. When we break or we get to the end, feel free to ask any other questions. I'll be glad to answer any questions you got. But what we do is we just go through a presentation first, and then we kind of open it up for questions. They gave me some cards on the way in, but with small numbers like this, we just let you ask the question. When we have a large number of folks, we like to get the questions written down so we keep up with all of them. However, I will say this, if you have a comment that you definitely want the commissioners to get, I'll ask you to write that down on the card and give it to Chad, because that way we can make sure it gets in the notes. If you've got a comment you definitely want the commissioners to hear, we want to make sure of that, because as he's going through and typing up the minutes, we don't want to miss anything, and that way we know we get it. All right? That being said, tonight we're going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to turn it over to Paige, and she's going to do the presentation. All right?
David's been doing these presentations, and I thought I would spell it a little bit tonight since we're at the halfway point. I think we're doing 8 of these, and yep. This is number 4. So the presentation this evening is to explain how we're currently funding our fire services, and then look at what we're proposing for the future years. Really want to clarify that we're not making any change to the method of how we provide the services to you. Your fire department will stay the same, and the operations of your fire department will stay the same. So please note, we do not want a county fire department in Transylvania County. We have 8 very strong, very capable fire departments that we're supporting. So, see, we're going to talk about the funding options under state law, and then I'm fine if you just want to interrupt me with questions as we go. All right, the comments on the cards, the green, are for questions, and
either one. If this is a comment, give it to Chad, he'll make
sure he gets it. Don't worry about that. I felt it's important that, as a county commissioner, that I be here for these because I'd like to hear directly from you. But as David said, anything that you write down on those cards will go back as part of the record and will be submitted to the other 4 commissioners. So where we are right now, and it's a little hard to follow some of the terminology at times because I think we think of our fire district as our fire service district. In state language, the service district is actually the tax district. So any service district is essentially a special tax district for providing funding for a specified service. So that's, by state law, we are able to set up these different districts for the purposes of funding fire. Each of the fire departments is an independent 501c3. They are their own operation. And the county contracts for their services within their response lines. So those are your response districts.
Is that those little signs that say you're in Conesty Falls? Is that the boundaries for?
That's where you see the sign on 276 where you're entering Conesty Fire District.
So that's
yes.
The tax district and fire district.
Yes, they're the same thing right now in Transylvania County. The tax district is the same as your service district. You're correct. Now, Sylvan Valley 2 is the area immediately surrounding the city of Brevard Women's. And Sylvan Valley 2 is served by different fire departments. Most of Sylvan Valley 2 is a contracted service with the city of Brevard. So we have the 8 fire districts established under the General Statute 153A for fire protection in the county. And that was established by resolution by the Board of County Commissioners. So as you noted, we've got the same thing happening, fire district and tax district. Now, some fire districts have resources, financial resources, beyond just the taxes that we as Transylvania County levy for that purpose. An example there is Cedar Mountain Fire Department, because Cedar Mountain actually contracts with Greenville County, South Carolina, to provide a significant amount of service over the county line in the state of South Carolina. Now, additionally, other fire departments have very active auxiliaries. They do their own fundraising. Those dollars can supplement their budgets if they choose to use them that way. So here are your fire districts as they are right now. And I'm not good with the little red pointy thingy, but
yeah. Show you this.
Technology is not.
What's talking about the service districts? This little purple area right here around the city limits, which is in yellow, that's the Sylvan Valley 2 district. That is a fire service tax district. All right, within that particular district right there, we contract with three different fire departments to provide fire protection within that district. Primarily Brevard, City Brevard covers most of it. But you also have Little River Fire District, Cedar Mountain, Conestee, Rosman, Lake Topsaway, and Balsam Grove. And then the slashes are just kind of in the map showing where we've got national forest land there. But we also have, just to point out, because this came up last night, within the Lake Topsaway District, there would be some slashes in there because we've got the Gorgeous State Park up there. In Cedar Mountains District out here, we would show the DuPont District, and Kevin's gonna go back in and pull those up and show those on our future maps so we see that.
Thank you. Any need for red pointing thingy will be today. All right, so now let's talk about the current method. So with that contract that Transylvania County has with each of your fire departments, that gives us a minimum standard that the fire departments have agreed to meet in their county contract with us. So they respond to the request for service as dispatched by our central dispatch. So when you dial 911, that is the entity responsible for providing the dispatches for the different fire departments. Now, automatic mutual aid exists. So what's interesting about our fire departments, although they are independent, they all support one another by responding in fire situations. So each fire department is codependent or interdependent on all of the other fire departments here in our county. The fire department insurance ratings and operational capabilities are dependent on that automatic mutual aid agreement. So your ability to achieve a lower rating is dependent on the support that you have from the other fire departments in the county. In addition to fire protection, they are also providing medical first response and rescue services. And these tend to differ between the different departments. David has worked with the departments over the years because the needs in each district vary. Lake Topsaway, obviously, you've got some serious water issues there. Conestee as well, you would need lake equipment for rescues that another fire department perhaps doesn't need. Maybe you've got, you know, a big exposure in rock climbing and high, you know, high risk rescues there that another fire department would attain that equipment. So we're not duplicating that equipment for every single fire department. They're trying to address the specific needs within their districts. The Rescue Squad Brevard Unit does support the fire departments, and it is the primary medical first response in the city of Brevard and the Brevard Fire Department, Sylvan Valley 2 District. And the squad is also the primary rescuer in Sylvan Valley 2. You can see that all but one fire department currently has some form of paid staff. It can be part-time, it can be full-time, depending on the needs of the specific department. Balsam Grove is our only department right now that does not have a paid firefighter. What we do in the budget process to work with our fire departments is the fire department will work with their board of directors to submit a budget to the county commissioners. The county commissioners take those budgets, they're reviewed and vetted by our staff, they come before us, and once we agree on the budget that we're funding for each fire department, then we look at what the tax rate is that we have to set within that district to meet the approved budget. It's the same thing we do with the county budget. We don't set a tax rate first and then try to fit a budget into that. We look at the budget, we decide on what we want to do for that year, then we approve the tax rate to support that budget. What happened this year is that when we looked at the fire department budgets, we saw that we had a significant variation in the rates that would be paid from district to district. We also saw that several of our districts were approaching very high tax rates that were untenable for the citizens to support those minimum services that had been determined. So this year what we did is we set the fire tax rates all at 5.5 cents for all of our districts. And we funded the balance of the need for the fire departments out of the county reserve funds. We'll see how that pans out in the next slides. So this is our comparison from 18 to 19. The red point. But what we're talking about here, and you can see it pretty clearly laid out.
Your tax rates.
This, in fiscal year 2018, the tax rate for each of the districts is listed. You can see that we had hit 12.79 in North Transylvania, 13.78 in Cedar Mountain. You had Balsam Grove coming in at 10.98, Rosman at 11.59. In fiscal year 2019, North Transylvania hit 14 cents. And last year when we had this discussion, we felt that 14 cents was a pretty stiff tax rate. So we supplemented North Transylvania last year to the tune of about $102,000 out of the general fund. So that 14 cents seemed like a kind of a cap, but if you look closely, Cedar Mountain was almost there last year. You've got Rosman at 12, you had Balsam Grove at 11. So everybody is getting higher up on this tax rate to support what they need to do to provide those basic operations. And you could see, had we not supplemented, North Transylvania would have been 23.39 cents.
That little green button that pointed, what did it point at? That little green.
The little green thingy? It's green, it's not red. Okay. I really dislike these things. Okay, so now here we are in 2020. And you can see that if we had gone forward with the way that fire departments had always been funded, so that's collecting the information on their budget, approving their budget, and setting the tax rate, let's start on the right side, because this is what would have happened this year had we not changed our funding method. So this year, North Transylvania would have been at 21.39, Cedar Mountain at 13.72, Conestoga at 8.32, Little River at 10, Rosman at 14, and the 21 is unbearable by the North Transylvania folks. I'm not sure that Rosman could afford a 14.31 cent. Yes, Kev?
You got a budget of, like, Little River.
Uh-huh.
$532,000.
Right.
It seems like some of the ones that are, like, don't have a big budget's got a higher tax rate.
That's exactly how it works, actually.
You know? Yeah. It's like you get bigger, smaller, you know.
It may help to understand how you arrive at your tax rate.
Yeah.
All right, when the commissioners approve the budget and they set that budget for what it is, all right, then what they have to do is look at the property valuation within that district and the estimated collection rate. And that's how you come up with your tax rate. So typically what you'll have is you'll have those districts that have smaller property valuations will have a higher tax rate to generate a smaller amount of money, is what you typically have. Because the rates are high, because they don't have very much property valuation, so it takes a higher rate to generate the funds they need. Because there is a base amount that it costs to provide fire protection. Every fire department has to have an engine, has to have a pumper, they gotta have turnout gear. I mean, so they all have a certain amount of equipment they have to have, so there's gonna be that base level cost.
So Lake Toxley's got a huge budget. They got more property valuation.
And then if you have a lot of public land in your district, like for instance Cedar Mountain will tell you that, they've got DuPont for which they don't get revenues.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a sparser population in Cedar Mountain, therefore those people have to pay a higher rate to support their fire department. So when we set it, the tax rate took everybody down to 5.5 cents, you can see the rate change experienced by each of the districts this year. So Rosamond dropped 8.1, Conestoga dropped 2.82, Cedar Mountain was down 8.22, Balsam Grove was down. North Transylvania, you know, reaped the best savings this particular year at 15.89. But this was all what we did. After we cut the rate 5.5, everything else came out of the county reserve funds. And that's not sustainable.
So you adjusted everybody's.
Damn, right. We did a same rate on all of our fire districts this year. Each district paid the same rate, and then what else? What was supplemented came out of the county reserve funds. We didn't have the room in our operating budget, so we had to pull it out of reserve funds for this fiscal year 20.
And just so we understand, reserve funds, another word for that is county savings.
Savings account.
It seems like you just figure out your budget and just divide it equally among it, you know, just.
And that would be the discussion that we're having. As one possibility. Right. So you're ahead of the curve. Congratulations.
All right.
Look at you go. All right. So had things remained the same, you can see that if you lived in District A, and your fire tax rate was 21.39 cents per hundred, and you had a $200,000 home, you would be paying $427.80 for your fire tax. Now, if you lived in District B, where their rate was only 5.38 cents, and you had the same value of a home at $200,000, you only had to pay $107.60 for your fire tax. So, as a commissioner who represents all of the citizens in this county, that doesn't seem to be a fair way to provide an essential service to all of our citizens. So we explore options, and the options are using our general property tax revenues. So we can get rid of a fire tax. We don't have to have a separate fire tax. We can include that in your ad valorem tax, your basic property taxes. Just throw it in there, and we can spend it out of the property tax. However, if you want to continue to see the actual expense on a fire tax, we can keep it separate and continue to have a specific tax district. What is being proposed is that we go to a single taxing district outside the city limits of Brevard. Because the city of Brevard already has a fire department that they pay for with their city taxes. So it doesn't make any sense for them to be a part of what we're talking about because they'd be paying twice for the same service. Town of Rosamond has that ability as well. They could provide their own fire services within the town of Rosamond, but they don't have the resources for that. So they have stayed in this plan to be part of a single tax district. Do you want to elaborate any more on that?
Nothing other than when you talk about special property tax districts, that's exactly how we're set up now. All of the 8 existing fire service districts were set up under General Statute 153A as a fire service tax district. All right, and there are other options. They could have been established under Chapter 69. The difference with that is you have to have a petition that's signed by 35% of the people in that district, saying they want to establish a Chapter 69 fire protection district. And if they do, then it's got to go to a vote within that district and you actually vote on it. But the issue with those two is, in either process you look, it all comes down to the commissioners at the end, because at the end, the fire budgets are submitted to the commissioners and the commissioners set the rates in either of those districts. So it really is a wash either way you do it. Or you can use a combination of things, which is essentially what the commissioners did this year. They used fire taxes, and they used some of the money from the general fund property tax, so they used a combination. So, but these are, again, when the commissioners are setting the rates and they're determining how they're going to fund it, they've got to make sure they meet the statutory requirements. And so these are what this represents. They have to make sure they stay within those requirements.
Well, and I think the other part about being a commissioner is it is beholden on us to plan for the future of the county. And we know that we've got changes in the availability of volunteers. We've got changes in the needs of the different departments that can't be supported just on their property taxes. Volunteers, the whole market is changing in volunteerism. And it just seemed like this was a good time to have this conversation about changing the funding method to something that seemed to have more parity. So here is what we're talking about, doing a countywide special district for fire and rescue services established under the authority of the general statutes, and as we discussed already, working with the city of Brevard and the town of Roslyn. And then the estimated fire tax rate, had we used a single tax district this year across the county, excluding Brevard, the tax rate across the county would have been 8.14 cents. As we move forward, if we go with this proposal, it will abolish the current service tax districts, just the taxation portion. It does not change the alignment of the fire departments.
If you went back and looked at previous budgets and figured out a rate, I said if you had a single rate, would it be like 5 years ago, it would have been 6.5?
Right.
Something like that.
Probably.
So there's a natural increase every year a little bit. I mean, you kind of know that's coming.
Yeah, what I always have to say is the rate is determined on the budgets that are submitted and approved, the property valuation, and the estimated collection rate. But if we looked at it historically and we went back and pulled it up, I believe 3 years ago they looked at it and the rate would have been like 7.14 or something. It was in the 7 range about 3 years ago when they were thinking about it. And the number that she just showed you is based on the current year, the year that we're in's numbers. We took the budgets, the property valuation, and the collection rate, and the rate, had they went this year, would have been 8.14. All right.
So you can see that in our little scenario from previously, now, no matter where you live in the county, at a $200,000 home, you'd be set paying the same rate of tax at $162.80.
So going forward, you just mentioned 7.31, 8.14, it's about 11%, so we'll see a tax increase of 11% in 3 years and keep up with this.
Well, that would not be the goal. The goal would be to work with the fire departments and identify what their needs are, plan, and do the best we can to provide for their needs, but keep our rate as low as we can. That's always the goal. That's the goal, the way it is set up now. That would be the goal then, is provide for what the fire department needs are, but then also keep the cost as economical as possible.
That's property values are starting to go up.
Yeah, they are.
Property values go up as well, too.
That's only done through the revaluation.
Right. Yeah. You only have that chance every
year. Property valuations go up
right
through revaluation, but they also go up through building and things like that. You'll see some increases in property valuations annually as well.
And as the county grows, new subdivisions that would add to the tax base in between valuation times too.
But as they grow, so the fire department.
Right. Oh, you're right, Mason. Yep.
Not necessarily. Again, the cost of providing fire protection on 10 houses. I try to say it as simple as I can. If you have a district and there's 10 houses in it, and this is your cost for fire protection, this is what the fire department says our needs are to provide fire protection. Somebody coming in and building another house doesn't necessarily raise the cost of fire protection. So now you got 11 houses. That doesn't mean necessarily the costs go up, because you may not need more equipment, you may not need more turnout gear. Now, if you have a significant increase in your district, it might, you know. But it goes just in reverse the same way. You got those same 10 houses, and one of those houses, somebody tears it down and says, I'm just going to use it for farmland. It doesn't necessarily mean your cost drops because you went from 10 houses to 9 houses, because you still have that base cost of what fire protection is going to cost.
And this is where to provide further input after tonight. And we'll keep you apprised as we go forward with the conversation. Happy to answer questions.
What do most people say about this? I mean, they like it, or?
The citizens are seem to be very interested and understand and are seemingly very pleased about the option. We are getting resistance from the fire departments.
Why?
Somebody explain that one.
I'm going to defer to let you talk to your fire department about that. We have some of them here if they want to speak.
So that survey that you had online a year or so ago, What were the results of that that was in line with all this?
To be perfectly honest with you, we did get a lot of input on that, and it was buried. Citizens, when you talk to the general citizen, they seem to have a lot of interest in trying to understand, because they're really interested in what's it cost, what's it going to cost. First, they don't want to lose their fire protection, but then they are interested in what's it going to cost. Again, this is one of the options for the commissioners to consider, and it's like Paige says, the cost of fire protection throughout Transylvania County, throughout the state of North Carolina, throughout the United States is going up. I mean, we see that, the cost of an engine, the cost of turnout gear, these guys can tell you about that stuff. That the cost of that stuff is escalating fairly quickly, and we don't really have any control over that. But what we can do is work with our fire departments and try to plan so that when we're purchasing equipment, if it's something that can be, that not necessarily all fire departments need, but can be utilized through mutual aid, whether it be a dive team, like Conestee has a dive team, but they'll go anywhere in the county and take that team and go. Lake Toxaway has a ladder truck, because in their district they need a ladder truck, but they're willing to take that truck to any district when an incident comes up that needs it, but not all of them need a ladder truck. And so that's really the type of conversations we have to have during the budget process. You know, what are our actual needs are? What do we need? Let's make sure we fund what we need. But then let's also collaborate when we can to save as much as we can.
I think if I've learned anything since starting this project, it's that all of our fire departments are incredible citizen volunteers and committed to their community. And what I've seen in conversations with them and through these experiences, they are very committed to providing the very best service they can at the lowest cost they can possibly come up with. They're very cost conscious and they're very service minded. I think the challenge for them is balancing the need for volunteers to participate with them, which because of the way the economy is working and jobs and transientness with people, having the ability to have more paid firefighters that can do a lot of the pre-planning and some of that work for the different fire departments would be very helpful. I have no doubt that our fire departments are so committed to what they do that they want to provide that high level of service and give us the best return on the investment that the citizens make in those services.
Are there other counties that, if you look at other counties that do this kind of stuff, I mean, doing this, or tax rates similar to it?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting.
I'm just curious.
There are a few that do this, but it's kind of a newer way of thinking about this. And it's another instance where we're kind of on the leading edge, and I know that I have a Buncombe County Commissioner who wants to know how we're doing this, because they're very interested. All counties that still have the individual tax districts with the individual fire departments are seeing disparities develop in the taxation rates. Very few counties have the incredible swing that we have, the range that we have right now, but the counties are trying to figure out how they can solve that, because fire has become an essential service for citizens.
And it's a mixture throughout North Carolina. We actually got some information from, I think it came, Gerald, from the Department of Insurance, North Carolina Department of Insurance, that showed throughout North Carolina how different counties fund. And I mean, it's just a hodgepodge through. Some of them use service districts like we do. Some of them have districts set up under Chapter 69. Some of them fund using a combination. Some of them use general fund. And so it's a variety throughout North Carolina on how it's done.
How do you know what to plan? Like, how do you know that your planning is correct? Do you estimate, kind of, or numbers?
Well, what we do is, from my perspective, how do I plan? I plan by meeting with the fire departments. Our staff meets with the fire departments, listen to what their needs are. When we give them the budget forms, because they all have to fill out the standardized budget forms annually. That includes five-year capital planning, where we ask them to project what their needs are, where we look at what their debt service is, and we're looking at when that debt service ends so that we can plan for those types of things. So For me, planning is listening a lot, listening to the fire departments, what their needs are, and then trying to put that together countywide.
And the data plays into it too.
Right.
You're looking at call volume and how many people are available to go out on the calls. Are they able to meet the need of the particular situations? And then, you know, maybe was there something where they had a couple of situations going on at the same time and how they were able to navigate that? And do they need additional help or support to be able to cover that better in the future? So a lot of data goes into consideration as well.
But that's a very good question.
My question is, are you seeing the number of volunteers decrease? You mentioned that. Is that happening?
Yeah. Yeah, and honestly, when I first came here, and we had DuPont and Acosta, and I mean, they all worked shifts, and fire departments had, I mean, back then were the good days, I think all of them will shake their head, yeah, where they had firemen and they all worked different shifts, and they could kind of work their schedules and make sure they had good coverage. But as that industry's kind of went away, we are seeing less numbers of people that maybe had the time to do it, because maybe people are working in different places. But then there's also, it's not just isolated Transylvania County. This is something that's statewide, where volunteerism in general, not just for fire protection, but for other things, is decreasing. We see it, honestly, I saw it in Little League, where I was involved in Little League. Getting people to volunteer became harder and harder and harder. It's across the board.
It was interesting. NC Impact on public television did a show just they've run it a couple times the last couple of weeks, on Orange County Fire Department and New Hope, and they were talking about the challenges, because even in the Research Triangle, you know, people will live in one county and work two counties over, just with the call of the job and where things are available and where affordable housing is. And so they're struggling as well, and they've actually started a great program in one of their high schools that I would love to see us get here, that would be just a program, and I think we call it, you know, not community service, but something that would encompass EMS and fire service and even law enforcement, just sort of, you know, community opportunities or something to show the young people the types of careers that would be available to them in those areas.
Jackson County has, at Blue Ridge School, has started a program.
I would love to see this one.
Getting big results out of it.
Yeah. Just to understand.
Kevin's here. I think you actually met with the school system one time talking about that. So that's something that we tried to work with the school system on, and we're certainly continuing to do that, because I think it's great to introduce it to our high school students and get as many as we can involved.
I'm still worried about the fire department's concerns about the
children's rooms. We've got two here. I can't speak for them.
Yeah, I've volunteered for 21 years and been both volunteered and paid for 5 years, so 26, 27 years total. There's so many different ways of looking at this, so many different things that factors into it, so many things that concern. Every district has different needs. Lake Toxaway has got water everywhere. Don't have any fire hydrants. We've got creeks and rivers and streams everywhere in Lake Toxaway, but we can't get to any of them. There's only three places where you can get water out of Lake Toxaway for fighting fires. So challenges like this are different for each department. Rosman has a lot of hydrants, even down Old 64, and if plans go forward, the town of Rosman is going to be extending and adding more hydrants. So their water supply is a lot easier to obtain than Lake Toxaway. So from that perspective, Lake Toxaway needs more tankers to haul water to the house fires and other fires that you fight, where Rosman has an easier accessibility to water. For rating purposes, Lake Toxaway only benefited from Rosman being within the mileage distance and time distance to help them out on their rating. No other fire department's close enough to help them. They did get a slight benefit from Balsam Grove on the rating for that. whereas departments in the lower end of the county have are closer together, so that improves their rating numbers more. I live in a district where this plan would help initially, in if I live in Rosman district. So this would initially help in the cost of on my taxes, and work in a district where it would hurt severely on the cost to the citizens of the deputy district. So it's multifaceted. It's hard to give you an easy answer, and there's a lot of unknown things and conversations with other chiefs. They're not sure how this will affect the future.
But it's not cutting your funding, is it? I mean,
no. There's no approach with cut funding. What he's talking about is, I can put it back up.
The cost of what they will pay in Lake Coxway and actually Sylvan Valley District 2.
I see, exactly.
In order to even the taxes.
What he's talking about is, when you go back to Lake Coxway District, which is where he's talking about where he works, their rate in Lake Coxway is 4.79 cents. Right. Sylvan Valley 2 District, which is a district that's around Brevard. And again, think about it in the what I talked about earlier. Look at where the heavy property valuations are. Their rate is 5.5 cents. And so in two of the eight districts in Transylvania County, the fire tax rate is going to go up. The other six is going to go down.
Percentage wise, it's large. To go from 4.79 to 8.14 that was estimated for this year, that's a large percentage, over 50% increase.
I'm a Sylvan Valley 2 resident, so yeah, I'd be looking at over 50%. That's increased from that.
Okay, and that's where I'm at. I'm in the Sylvan Valley 2 district. So.
But if you didn't have North Transit, I'd be paying 23. And that's almost, that's not 50% for 14, but that's pretty good.
And I think, as one commissioner, I look upon fire as I look at, just the same way that I look at law enforcement and EMS. It's an essential service, and I just don't feel that it's fair to our citizens to have to pay such a different rate based on your zip code. That's what I was told initially. But people, that's not an option in this county either, because we have such challenges with housing that's affordable. You can't just pick up and move to a cheaper price.
So I would say, would you say 20 years, was this system in place 20 years ago?
This
system of determining taxes over your fire.
Well, just to go back and give a little historical, on the setting up of our current districts under 153A, it actually started in late 70s. I think it's like 79, 78.
So I'm guessing these costs for that after it was started was very close to the same, I'm assuming.
Well, actually, understand the way they're set up is important. But they didn't set up all of these districts at the same time. When I showed you this picture of these
sort of
districts,
developed and needed that protection.
The commissioners didn't sit down at that point and set these districts up operationally how it would work the best. Brevard had a fire department. They started a fire department, and then the commissioner set up that service district. All right, and then maybe a couple of years later, I think it was Rosman came and said, we'd like to have one of those service districts too, and here's where ours, and they set up theirs. And back then, I think the insurance rating was a 3-mile district at that point. And so laws have changed, and these just kind of grew over the years, right? And so at no point did the commissioners actually say, let's look at all the districts and let's redraw all the lines and make them operationally make sense and financially make sense. That's not been done. These are just kind of grew into place, is the way it worked.
So how does the Brevard Fire District rate compare to the other eight?
Rate at on what?
The rate.
The insurance rate?
No, the tax rate.
The tax rate? Well, regarding fire, the people in the city limits
Well, I'm outside the city.
They pay the city tax is what they pay. All right. Okay. The people in the Sylvan Valley 2 district, this area right here, they pay the 5.5 cents. That's what it was the year before they did it last year. It was 5.5 cents.
Okay.
5.5 cents.
So we're in Glen Canyon, outside the city limits, but we rely on Brevard to supply the
Brevard services. Fire is your fire department. The county contracts with Brevard Fire Department to provide fire protection in that Sylvan Valley 2 district. Just like we contract with Conestoga Fire Department to provide fire protection in this district right here.
Okay.
And it's all based on, the ratings as far as your insurance goes, based on mileages. Because it's grown now to where it started as 3 mile districts, and it went to 4, then it went to 5, and then it went to, you have a 6 mile district that's rated 9S, but to be in the rated district, you've got to be less than 5 miles away. So all that affects your insurance rate.
Okay, but so our tax rate will be not Brevard tax, and we still been
the Sylvan Valley 2. That's right.
So we're Sylvan Valley 2.
That's correct.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Sylvan Valley 2 is what? If you live in 7x2, your fire protection, well, let me correct that. I want to make sure I say it exactly accurate. If you live in 7x2, everywhere except right down here near Little River, there's a small area, and right up here near North Transylvania, there's a small area, Brevard Fire Department is your fire department. But we also contract with Little River for this small section right here, and North Transylvania for this small section right here that's in the 7x2 district.
So Weaves
and Creek is in the 7x2 district.
Okay, that's good.
7x2, that's correct. Now, I will go ahead and add this too. We do have citizens now that are call our fire marshal about there in the back fairly regularly because over the years, things have changed that impact them. For example, when you look at Roslyn right here and you got Conestoga right here, I don't know if y'all know, but Conestoga built a substation, all right, on the back side. And when they built that, since that time, these lines really haven't changed. And so we've got a citizen over there that's called Gerald Frederick, because he's 2 miles away from the Conestoga station, and he's 4-point-something miles from the Roslyn station. And he's like, well, why am I not in the Conestoga district? For two reasons. One is because the rate in Conestoga is a lot cheaper than it is in Roslyn, and he's a lot closer. The issue with changing district lines is it's a very difficult process that you have to go through. You got to have a public hearing, write reports, submit it to the commissioners. Commissioners have to approve. Then we got sent to the Department of Insurance. It's not an easy process to change those service district lines.
So if I got to call the fire department, they go leave for Roslyn, is what you're saying?
If when 911 call comes in for that guy right there, they're going to dispatch Roslyn Fire Department. Now, if it's a fire, they got automatic mutual aid agreement, so it's going to be Roslyn and Conestoga. Conestoga's probably going to beat them there. Mm-hmm. All right. If it's a medical first response call, and he's here, and he's 4-point-something miles away, the only one getting dispatched is Roslyn, because there's no automatic mutual aid for medical first response. All right. Another thing we got.
That argument on the location stations, and those stations are not all
the main. That's correct, but that's what we have to go on. We have to go on what that is. All right. And then the other thing that I mentioned is, we've got Conestoga here, where it bumps into the North Trent or the Sylvan Valley 2 district. We've got a development up there that is inside the Sylvan Valley 2, but they're outside of the 5 mile, so they can't get the rating. They can't get a lower insurance rate. Whereas if they were put in the Conestoga district, they would get a much lower insurance rate because currently they have to be rated 9S because they're between 5 and 6 miles, as opposed to being less than 5 miles from that station. And so we get fairly frequent calls from them going, you know, why can't we be moved? And so there are citizens that are asking us these questions about what we can do to help them to really, but the issue is right now these lines are the funding lines, and the funding lines are affecting the operational lines because it's difficult to change. Because anytime you change one of these lines, there's a winner and there's a loser. If I move this line this way, Constantine gets more money. Osmond gets less. All right, because they got less property valuation unless we raise the rate in Rosman. So that's one of the issues with the way they're set up now. But that impacts how what we can do day to day to help people. But if the commissioners decide to proceed with the countywide district and it's approved, then all of these lines become not service district lines. They become response district lines. Response district lines can be changed. For example, if somebody builds a substation and it has a very big impact on a homeowner, and what we would want to do at that point is we would want to communicate with both fire departments. We don't want to change a response district line that would negatively impact the fire department, their rating or something like that. So we've still got to work with them to make sure there's no negative impact, but those lines could be much easier change to benefit those citizens at that point.
So the rates could potentially be all the same. Folks could see a savings by taking the districts as you have now. Why not do a county fire district?
That's exactly what a countywide service district is. A countywide service district is a service district that's all this.
Don't think it excludes.
But if you're talking about a response district,
your first slide or something you didn't want to do.
We don't want a countywide fire department.
We don't want a countywide fire department. We're not interested in establishing a countywide fire department and not contracting with our volunteer fire department. That's not what we're interested in at all. We want to contract with our volunteer fire department because that's the most economical way, and they are very good. It's very efficient how they do it.
Whatever it costs, I appreciate Constantine Fire Department.
They do a great job.
We are blessed to have a wonderful fire department, and they are quick to respond. We really appreciate it.
I'll say that about all of them. They all do a good job. There are none of our fire departments that we have any concern issues with operationally. They all do a good job. We're just talking about how do we fund them so that they can do what they do. It was the last one. It was the last service district we established.
Do you have all the fire departments in place you want in the county now? I mean, so to speak. I mean, we like everyone flock. I mean, is there any other laws?
What I'll tell you is this: is within each district,
we need some substations.
Within each district, I think we need some substations. Mm-hmm. Rosman, for example, they've got some area that's outside of the 5 mile. They got some that's outside the 6 mile, I believe. If I'm correct, Joe. And so there are some areas in our county where we could benefit from some substations. Now, adding a new department, I don't think we need a new department. We definitely don't need another fire department, but some of our departments need, for example, Sylvan Valley 2, for example. There's some concerns with Sylvan Valley 2 in the Williamson Creek area, how far it is. And so that's something the county is exploring, and we've been looking at as far as a substation for that area too. So, but again, those are all conversations that regardless if we fund this way or if we fund the other way, where county's got to have conversations with the fire department, work with the fire department to plan their response district and make sure that we're doing it operationally effective. Those are all, regardless of how we fund it.
With the substation comes a lot of extra operational costs and requirements for manpower. Because you're required 20 people for your main station, and then 8 for your first additional substation. They just changed some of the stuff on the substations. However, the state's going back and re-looking at some issues associated with substations. So just because you build a building there, it may lower your tax rate, but it also may increase costs considerably. Because your substation has to have 3 trucks in, and you have to have 8 personnel to run it.
And it used to be, you could build a substation, you could build a building, put an engine and a tanker in it, and get credit for it. It counted toward your insurance rating. But now, you got to respond to those trucks out there. So when they come in and they look at your books and you look at those numbers, You just can't have a building and a truck sitting there and get the insurance credit. They're going to look to make sure the truck went out of that building. That's some of the changes I think he's talking. That's some of the changes I think he's talking about. But what I will say is, it is operationally and economically more efficient to have substations for a department than it is to start a whole nother department. All right. It's operationally more efficient and more cost effective to do it that way. Because they can share, if it's the same department, they got personnel, they work together. Whereas if you try to establish a whole other department, there's a that's a little more expensive. But I definitely don't think we need more departments in Transylvania County. More substations, yeah. Any other questions? Well, again, I'll go all the way to the end again. If you do have any comments, you get home, you think a big light comes on, you go, hey, I forgot about this. Email it or call that number, and we will make sure that that information gets to the commissioners, because that ultimately that's what we want. We want the information to get to them. We want to make a good decision. All right?
Thanks
again, and we'll be around if you need any questions. All right? Oh, by the way, I should have said one more thing. Thank y'all for hosting us, and they had some snacks over there. We really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.